Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, Quinn, what company are you with?
Oh, my name is Quay, and I am a third
Oh,
party call
Clay, I'm
center.
sorry.
Yes, and I'm a third party call center. We have like 400 different companies, but your name and number was in our
Oh.
system for a callback.
Okay, so that's why. When I called to find out what these charges were on my credit card and I called both the telephone numbers, I got the same recording. So let me tell you, hold on, I gotta get my paperwork. I have a charge on my credit card. You're gonna have to tell me which one. Hold on. Sorry about this, Quinn. Or Clay. I'm sorry, Clay.
You're okay.
Okay. Okay. I didn't expect you guys to call me back this late. My time it's early, but I didn't know if you guys were on the East Coast or where you were.
But we're open 24/7.
Oh, okay. Okay, so here it is. I don't know which one I'm going to get. I have an extra direct electronics charge on my card.
Okay, so what I can do here to try to, like, I can try to see if you have an account within our system. What's your zip code?
93292.
You said 93292.
Yes, Clay. Because I have two charges, and both of these charges are on a credit card that I do not carry with me. The transaction date was on, one of them was on the 31st of October, and one was on November 1, neither of which, I was out of town, and my credit card was locked up here in the safe. So, I don't know what these charges are. They don't look familiar to me or to my husband. Neither one of us carry this card.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
My name is Patsy Durgin, and my husband's name is Fred Durgin.
Okay, so give me one moment. Okay, and an account is pulling up. May you verify that shipping address?
1507 North Norman Drive, Visalia, California, 93292.
Yes, ma'am, give me one moment so I can see why was you charged. One moment, the account's still loading.
That's fine.
Okay, I do show here where you have our hero bot. Where
Your what?
you have our tactical bag. On September the
I don't have a technical bag.
on September the 11th, you paid the $5.74 to receive a tactical bag.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So that tactical bag was your welcoming gift into your monthly membership program, where you are charged the $39.99 monthly, but in return you receive a $125 voucher to our discounted store. Where you, it's, we have thousands of different gadgets like the smart cameras, portable blenders, earbuds.
No. Clay, this is something when I read all that stuff and I didn't see where I was enrolling. No, this needs to go away. No. The $39.99, no.
Okay, I'll be happy to get you canceled.
Is that going to get refunded?
I can see what we're able to refund you. Give me one moment.
And so that little tiny wet technical bag that they said, oh, you can get this, I think it was that I ordered in September, like you said, that I ordered in September. Even though there was said free, no other obligation, it enrolled me and I just paid for shipping. for it. And that was from, that wasn't from Extra Digital Electronics.
Whereas once you elect to receive the tactical bag and, you know, you don't call in and make any adjustments or anything, it does state that, okay, this was your welcoming gift. You only got it at a five at the shipping rate, which is the $5.74. That was like a courtesy, like a welcoming gift. So therefore,
right,
you know, you can be enrolled into the monthly membership. If you elect to receive the bag, that's the only way it happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, that was very well concealed. So because I read that before I did it, and I even had my husband look at it. So I don't have a problem sending that bag back. But I'm definitely not going to be enrolled in a monthly thing for $39.99 when I don't even know I'm enrolled in it. Is that the only charge you show is the $39.99? Are there any other charges?
Oh, ma'am, that's the only charge. And that was only on October the 31st.
Okay. So that one needs to go away because we already called our credit card on that and told them that we had a fraudulent charge on there.
So I got a question. Did you start a dispute process?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so with that being the case, and we'll be happy to initiate, you know, I can initiate at least, we'll be happy to initiate a refund, but with you, at least a 50% refund, but with you already starting a dispute, then we would have to have your bank on the line now so they can know that, okay, we're gonna a refund on our end, so they would have to drop the dispute.
So you would refund the whole thing if we drop the dispute?
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, first we can do a 50%, but if you do call back in with your bank on the line and then they say yes, well, you know, us, them, and you, and you agree, okay, we're going to go ahead and proceed. We'll refund the $39.99. However, you know, the dispute has to be dropped out because if they say if they credit you the $39.99 and we refund you the $39.99, you're getting back twice for one charge and you're kind of being charged back status. And then, you know,
okay.
So.
Well, I can't get my bank to call back. It's my credit card. I'm not going to be able to do a, I can't do a, what's it, a conference call or a two-party call. I mean, we can call and drop the dispute on the $39.99, but what guarantee do I have that you're going to refund it?
But see, that's why we don't just do it, like, automatic. We have to have the bank, well, your bank or card, whoever your card holder on the line, whoever you filed the dispute with, and then it will be initiated right there on the phone with all three of us. So therefore, we'll know, okay, they can tell us, yes, she's dropping the dispute, and then we'll say, okay, we'll go ahead and process our refund back successfully. But with us not having the bank or the card, you know, whoever is your banking for your credit card on the line, we can't just take like a word of mouth because the dispute still can be processed.
Well, see, that's okay. But, well, like I'm telling you, I can't do a conference call. You're asking me to get my credit card on the line with me. I can't do a conference call.
Okay, so your bank, they should know how to, whoever your card, you say you don't have a bank.
But here's the deal. I called you at, what time did I call you? I called you guys, I'd have to go back and look at my log, and I held for 20 minutes. After I was told 2 minutes, and it was probably what was after we got the mail about noon, and it's now 4:30. It took you guys till 4:30 to call me back. And if I get my credit card on the phone and I call you guys, we're going to be in the same situation. You guys aren't going to pick up right away. I'm going to sit on hold forever.
No, ma'am. So in that, with that being the case, if you do call, or you or your bank do call in on your behalf, they can, you know, if it is a long extended wait, typically 4:30 in the morning, like 6:00 in the morning is not. Like 6, 2:00 in the morning, and now that 6:00, 7, it's not really that busy because we just
so
opened up.
You want me
up.
To call you at 6:00 in the morning because of a thing that was very well hidden in the paperwork about enrolling into a monthly program that I wasn't aware of until today. So my credit card that you're going to try to credit this back to has now been closed, because as far as I'm concerned, this is a fraudulent charge, and probably the other one right underneath it is the same thing. I guess, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to wait. My my credit card company will probably end up calling you guys, and then we'll go from there.
Yes, ma'am. So if we can, like I said, we'll be happy to credit you to $39.99. We just do need the company on the line, so therefore it can be all three of us and you. And they state that, yes, she has dropped the dispute, and we'll go on and initiate the refund right then and there. So therefore, both parties can know.
Here's the deal, Clay, and I understand what you're saying, where you want us to have the credit card company, but we have to call you at 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, I didn't say you have to. I just gave a suggestion.
I know. You're saying that way I don't have to wait on the line to get any kind of customer service, like 20 minutes today, and then 4 hours later I get a call back. But I am telling you, you know, we can call and get that canceled, and you're not going to hear from my credit card company. That's just pure and simple. If we say, okay, drop that dispute, they'll drop it, and that'll be the end of it.
But
they won't
contact
you. Well, you won't be contacted by them.
No, ma'am, because once the dispute is canceled out and closed, that's it. They don't reach out on their end. Only way they reach out is if the dispute is active and open, and by then your account will be in chargeback status. So even when they reach out with us with their dispute, we're just going to provide all of the information that we do have, that, yes, the address matches up. Yes, you did receive the tactical bag. Yes, you know, the email matches up. And also, we're going to send over a copy of the terms and conditions that you did select when you received it. So then we'll be in a full dispute process, and we're going to give all of our information so they can verify that, yes, we did state it was a valid charge. And then at that point, they'll make their own decision. Now, whether they agree to give the funds back or not with all the information we're providing, at that point, we're not even going to be able to issue a refund if they do decline it. And they do say, because I know now they probably temporarily gave you a credit, but if they do their dispute process and they actually see that, okay, it was a valid charge, then at that point, they're going to try to take their funds out, and we're not, even if you call in with us, we're not going to be able to credit because your bank has already did their part.
Okay, so basically I'm screwed, unless I get my credit card company on the phone with you.
Yes, ma'am. Because even when they do start a dispute, they are going to reach out to us. They are going to ask for all of the, you know, they're going to call and verify your information. They're going to verify your address.
Right,
they're going to verify your email. They're going to verify the terms. They're going to want everything sent over. And once we send all of the information, they see everything does match up. That's why we try to help and accommodate any way possible, because once it's in that status and we do send over the stuff and your bank do see, okay, well, it was valid, they're going to take their credit back. And then that's when customers tend to call us back and want a refund. But at that point, your account is, we can't handle it because your bank did get involved.
Okay. Hold on for a sec.
Terms and conditions, evidently there's a question where I'm agreeing to pay $39.90 a month enrolling in this stupid thing. So, we're going to be screwed. We're going to have to pay for it, because they're going to give the payment information. If we call and can connect PayPal, the 7916 number, with them into a conference and have them acknowledge that we withdraw the claim, they'll refund the whole thing now.
I'll have
your conference call.
Clay?
Hmm?
We are willing to call. We don't know how to do a conference call.
Okay, so the only advice, I mean, if you can't do it like three-way on the phone, say if you have your husband call the bank and you call us, and then, you know, somehow put it on speakerphone where we're all together. That's the last advice I do have. If, you know, once he called, put it on speakerphone, we can talk together. But without us having a bank representative on, like, you know, so just so we can hear it on our end, then that's why we're, like I said, at that point, then you will, of course, do your dispute, but then we'll go forward and just send, you know, be a comment of whatever your bank do need with their dispute process.
So if I call the bank while I have you on the phone right now and tell them to go ahead and drop the fraud investigation on this particular charge, and you hear them say, okay, we'll drop it, then you'll refund the $39.99.
Yes, the full $39.99.
Okay. Can you stay on the line with me right now? I have you on speakerphone right now, and I can call the MasterCard company.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we'll connect to the fraud department and have them drop that immediately.
Oh, yes, so ma'am.
Stay with me, Clay. Don't hang up on me, Clay.
Oh, no, ma'am. You said you're gonna use your husband's phone, right?
Yes, he's
okay,
calling
yeah.
right now. Here's the number, honey. Here, let me just, if you want me to dial it.
Here.
Okay, go ahead and redial.
Where is it?
It's 855-938-3684. Okay, he's calling right now.
Okay, I hear it.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service for your PayPal Cashback MasterCard. Para continuar en español, presione 5. Avoid payment fees by using our automated system. It's just that easy. Just say make a payment when you hear, how can I help you? Firstly,
that's a pain.
It's okay. I mean, I'll be here. I'm way out of
it. Thanks, Clay.
You're welcome.
Let's try that one more time. Please say your account or card number or enter that using your phone keypad.
Okay.
Thanks. Just a second. First, let me tell you the latest
on your account.
Activity from the last 24 hours.
I mean, if you want to mute it until you get to a representative that... You know.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now.
Okay,
hold
yeah,
on.
You can mute until you get to.
Returning a call from the Synchrony Fraud Department?
Hello, I'm here.
I'm here. I'm here, Clay. We're getting to the fraud department now.
Okay.
After service, please say or enter the last four digits of the primary cardholder social security number. Thanks. This entire call will be recorded and monitored. Please hold. This entire call will be recorded and monitored.
Oh, dear Lord.
The card number?
Hold on, Clay.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You asking for the card number?
I have to mute you
five,
again,
two,
Clay.
One,
hold
eight.
On.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
and we're disputing two charges. And I'd like to drop the dispute on one of the charges.
Where'd she go?
I'm right here.
Oh, you're here, Clay. We're wondering about the other lady. That not you.
Hello.
The lady that we're calling.
Okay.
Hello.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. Hello. She must have muted herself.
We're not muted. We have them on the phone, Clay. They're supposed to be looking this up, but you heard, did you hear my husband say he wanted to drop the call or drop the chart, the investigation on the fraud?
Yeah, I heard it, but they need to verify. Okay, so if she didn't respond yet, I mean, if you have to call back and get another person, then you know I don't mind waiting. But like I said, that's the only way how if they respond, okay, they're gonna drop it.
Yeah.
But
I don't know
here
where
still.
She went. I don't know where she went.
Hello?
Because if you have to, you know, get a new representative, then I understand.
Hit zero again. Hit zero. She didn't get through. Oh, my goodness. Where in the world did she go?
I don't know.
So do you want to get somebody else? I mean, I'm still.
Okay, yeah, hang on, Clay. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. See if we can get somebody
else.
Dropped.
Okay.
No, they're still on.
And so you can mute the phone when you put in your, you know, your card information and all that. You can mute it.
Okay, thank you, Clay.
Okay, you're welcome.
You're going to have to recall, honey, redial. I don't know where she went.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay, I'm going to put you on mute for a minute.
Okay.
Thank you, Clay.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're back in the system.
Okay.
Yes.
Someone on the solutions team. For faster service, please say or enter the last 4 digits of the primary cardholder's social security number.
Okay, Clay, we got it going again.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Frederick Durgan, and we had a dispute in on two charges on our card, and so our card was closed, but we're asking you to drop the dispute on one of the charges.
Okay, sir. A moment, please. Your account is coming up. Can I have your first and last name once again, please?
Frederick Durgan.
Thank you, Mr. Durgan. A moment, please. Your account is coming up. Looking into it.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
A moment.
The one from 1031, right?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Durbin, thank you for holding them. So here I see that today you opened a fraud claim with two fraud charges reported on it for $39.99 and $59.96.
Yes.
So you want to cancel this fraud claim?
I wanted to cancel the one for the $39 dated 10/31.
Also, ma'am, just so that you know, we have the company that we were
dealing with
on this charge on the phone, and they're going to credit back
yeah.
that $39.99 as soon as you confirm you've dropped the fraud charge.
I'm here.
And this is Clay.
Okay, Ms. Clay.
No, Clay is with the company. I'm Mrs. Durgin.
So we just wanted to verify that she is going to drop the dispute for the $39.99. just so we can go on ahead and fully refund the $39.99 back into the account. And it does take 3 to 5 days to process, but we're just going to still refund her on our end so you don't have to do a dispute.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Sargent. So I have removed the charge of $39.99 from your fraud claim.
Okay, give me one moment.
It has been taken off from your fraud claim.
Okay, thank you.
Clay, you heard that.
Hello.
Thank you, ma'am.
So what I have successfully did, I just refunded the $39.99 back into your account.
Thank you.
So now, like I said, it does take 3 to 5 days to reflect, but I have your confirmation number that, yes, one,
thank
the account
you.
That the account is closed out, and also that the $39.99 was successfully refunded, and I do have that confirmation number.
I'm ready for it, Clay.
Is C as in Charlie?
Okay.
262. 369.
Okay.
218.
Got it.
Okay, but yeah, that refund, it was successful, but you don't have to worry about any more, you know, charges or transactions even coming from us. Your account has been closed, and you'll just see that the $39.99 be refunded, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Look, thank you for calling. You're welcome.
Okay.
Look, thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you, Clay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You have a great Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
You too.